So that ale easement will cover about 6,591 acres of the 10,072 acre deeded acres. And an FWP easement will sit over the top of that and will cover the full 10,072 acres. So it's protected and functions as a single unit. The FWP easement complements the ale easement by encumbering additional acres and additional rights, and then applies to the whole thing. So it's legally it's two separate easements. We're treating it as one single unit, easement protected wildlife habitat. Easement itself over these 10,000 acres will protect and enhance over 5.5 miles of a large silver sagebrush bottom along Coal Creek, as well as several spring-fed wetlands, associated uplands, sage grasslands, and ponderosa pine hills. Native grasslands comprise about 4,200 acres, which is one of our high-priority habitat types. 90% of the property is critical mule deer winter range, and the property is important habitat for sage grouse, bighorn sheep, antelope, white-tailed deer, and turkeys, and is also within the range of 17 species of greatest conservation need. In terms of the habitat itself, the previous owner did convert nearly 1,900 acres for wheat production. The current owner has converted quite a bit of that back to native grassland. To permanent cover. There's only one field of about 350 acres that they're working on still to return permanent grass forb or grass alfalfa cover, which means the only lands that are not in permanent cover are some hay bottoms adjacent to the Powder River that are in proximity to the home place and comprise about 245 acres, or about 2%. Rest will be in native habitat or permanent cover. Under the easement, land will remain as a working ranch, but some of the values that we're getting with this purchase is there'll be no splits, no subdivision, no sod busting. Removal, control, and manipulation of sagebrush and woody species will be very limited. The landowner will be required to provide a minimum of 600 hunter days per year. For comparison, this ranch has been leased to an outfitter for the last several years and had little to no access. So this is all new additional access that the public hasn't had at least in the recent past. Mineral rights that are owned by the landowner will not be developed. If there's mineral rights that could be developed that are owned by a third party or outside party, they could be developed, but the development potential is considered very low. And then grazing will be managed under a rush rotation grazing system similar to many of our other properties. Cost of the easement is $3,693,000. Of this, about 48% is coming from the ALE program, and 52%, or about $1.9 million, is going to come out of Habitat Montana. The project itself has gone through our typical public process, so because it's more than 640 acres, it went out for public scoping. During the public scoping, we just received two comments that were both supportive of the project. When we moved on to the environmental assessment, we had a 30-day public comment period, as well as a public meeting in Miles City. The public meeting, we had three attendees during the 30-day public comment period. We received one comment. That was from the Montana Sportsmen's Alliance, and it was in support. So contrary to our previous easement in this country, this one was very quiet. Based on all of the analysis and the comment or lack of comment, the region issued a decision notice in support of the moving forward on the project in October of 2019, and that gets us to where we are today. So just sort of in closing, we think this is a really magnificent landscape scale project that protects important wildlife habitat, maintains working landscape, and provides public hunting access in perpetuity. Part of a larger conservation footprint that's going to benefit wildlife and people in perpetuity. With that, we're going to ask for your final approval to move forward and close this out. And then we also want to express thanks to the NRCS for their contribution to helping fund this, to the regional staff for all the hard work they put in to bring this to fruition, as well as the like our land staff and our legal staff here, and then especially the landowners for the conserving the land and for their patience for putting up with this long process that we've run. That I'd be happy to answer any questions. I know we have folks from the lands office and from Region 7 available as well.
Thank you, and I'm going to move the commission approve the Coal Creek conservation easement as presented.
Second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any discussion or questions from the commission?
Chairman, I have one for Ken. Most of the management, or all of them, I think, that I've seen previously, this one goes into a rest rotation system. This is just a rotation system, and I'm wondering why the difference, or if that's what was negotiated with the, I'm sure that's what was negotiated with the landowner. Just have that question because I know it'll be brought up.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Stuker, if possible, I'm going to ask Region 7 to respond to that one since they did the work with the landowner. You guys hear
Commissioners,
that, Region 7?
We sure did. Commissioners, this is Melissa Foster. I'm the wildlife biologist over the project here. Part of the reason that the system differs a little bit from our other systems is just the layout of the property, where you have the home place on the extreme eastern edge of the property, and then kind of the bulk of the property spreads to the west. And so actually, we don't have as much rotation in the winter pastures just out of necessity. It's just not possible to get over to those critters if you were going to have them that far west away from the home place. But on the bulk of the property and the bulk of the native pastures, we actually have more growing season rest than is typical of our rest rotation systems. And it is a rest rotation system in the sense that, you know, pastures are rested. The bulk of those native pastures are rested 1 out of 3 years. And actually, many of those are rested during the growing season 3 out of 3 years. Many of those are only going to be grazed after the growing season. So we felt it was a really, really good trade, you know, on those native pastures where it's going to do great things.
Thank you.
Ken, I was just wondering, just with the low amount of pub comment that came on this, as I mean, especially looking at previous easements in this area and the amount of comment, maybe people are getting more. Or,
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to defer to Region 7 again since they're on the ground there. So, John or Melissa?
Would you please repeat that? You broke up.
Sorry about that. I was just curious with the amount of public comment that came in with previous conservation easements that went into play. How come this one was so much lower? I don't know if the attitude is changing a little bit in regards to easements in that area.
Commissioner Colton, members of the commission, my guess is it's just a location artifact. I mean, here's Horse Creek over by Weibo. You're kind of into a whole bunch of oil and gas development there. The potential here is a lot lower. I think it's just more of a community difference, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
For the comments, the questions from the commission.
Do
we have public comment on the Coal Creek easement? Take some quickly.
Commissioners, again, this is Nick Givock with the Montana Wildlife Federation, and I can't think of anything not to love about this project, and especially putting together these large contiguous blocks of land. And I don't know that I was out there antelope hunting and went into the Region 7 headquarters and they brought this up, and I don't know how we missed this one, but it's a great project. So thank you.
Thanks, Nick. Any further public comment? I'd just like to say a special thanks to, again, to NRCS, to Region 7, to our landowner cooperators. It's amazing, you know, and wrote some notes here. There's other people to thank, and I think this goes to Logan's question. I want to thank the governor's office for, you know, establishing with a decision from the Montana Supreme Court that easements are to be decided by the commission. I think that took a lot of the politics and a lot of the controversy out of there. And it gives us the authority to support ranching families that are interested in this type of program, for them to stay on the land in a traditional way, and for us to conserve a great piece of property and to allow access for our public
are you
to that resource. And so that's, I mean, it's just 600 days. Think about that. People coming into the community and using property. I mean, with the Horse Creek easement, of course, we all saw the picture of the 13-year-old girl with the, you know, the monster book on opening day. I'm hoping we see some of that from Coal Creek. So thanks, everyone, for the hard work and the folks here in Helena. On this stuff. In a couple hours, you're going to want to think back to this work. just guessing. Any other comments or questions from the commission?
Aye.
Motion carries. Next item.